Shortly after man learned how to cultivate grain, he learned how to brew beer. Hieroglyphics tell us that as far back as the year 1967 B.A., many thousands of years ago, the man who enjoyed beer then drank it for much the same reason as the beer drinker today.
Are you Fritz?
Hiya, Barney. Okay, Matilda, let's drill.
Flintstone! Why aren't you more careful with the machinery? Don't you realize every delay costs money?
Sorry, Mr. Slate.
Steady! Steady! Okay, Rubble, put it on the truck.
Let it go.
Nincompoops, you two take the cake. This is the last time you're going to foul up this operation. You're both...
Hold it! Hold it! You're not firing us, Mr. Slate. We quit. Come on, Barney.
Hey, what's a big idea, Fred? We go through this every day with Slate. What do you mean, we quit? We quit? I don't want to quit. It's the only gravel pit in town.
Barney, that's just it. We take this stuff every day. It's about time we had some pride. After all, you have to live with yourself.
But, Fred, I don't live with myself. I live with my family, and they like to eat. Stop the car. I'm going to ask Mr. Slate for my job back.
Come back here, Barney. For your own good, I'm not going to let you crawl.
Why not, Fred? I'm good at crawling. Look.
Stop that. Now, Bond, what do you say we talk this whole thing over? Over a beer. At our favorite number one tavern type in bar, grill, lounge, pub, saloon?
Why not, Fred? Why skip today?
Here we are, Bond.
Hiya, Fred. Hiya, Barney.
Hiya, Claude.
Oh, Bush, coming up.
Every time I think of that, Mr. Slate. Yeah, look at that. I missed the board. And me, the number one champ dart thrower in all of Bedrock.
It's a living.
Hey, drink your beer, Fred. Relax.
That's it. Relax. Take it easy, Tiger.
Boy, this bush does it.
You can't say beer better, Fred.
You know, Barney, maybe I acted a little hasty today.
Well, it's done, Fred.
We're going to have to figure out a story to tell our wives, Barney.
Oh, I have my story all set.
Yeah? What is it?
Well, I'll walk into the house, right up to Betty, and I'll say, Betty, Fred Flintstone made me quit my job today.
And then what?
I kill myself. What else?
Okay, Barney boy, it's agreed. We say nothing about quitting our jobs tonight to Wilma and Betty.
Right.
Then tomorrow we get up as usual, leave the house...
And go to the Bedrock Employment Agency and get new jobs.
Jobs that pay us what we deserve. The executive type jobs.
Now you're talking, Fred. Hey, we better get going. It's about time we should be getting home from work.
Now, just act natural. Come in just as we always do. I acted natural. They'll never know anything happened today.
Right, Fred. Easy does it. We'll just be our charming, irresistible selves.
Hi, Wilma.
Hiya, Betty.
Fred, you two look like you've been up to something.
Yeah, like you've been hiding something.
Fred Flintstone, something happened today. Did you get fired from your job?
Fired? No, I didn't, and neither did Barney. Mr. Slate wouldn't fire us. We're too valuable to him. In fact, he's going to give us a raise, isn't he, Barney?
He is? Oh, yeah. The raise. I forgot for a moment.
Ooh, That's wonderful, Barney.
I'm proud of you, Fred.
Come on, Barney. Join me in a beer, will you? All right, Fred. Excuse us, girls. They're mind readers. That's what they are. Women are all mind readers. Right out of left field, she says. Did you get fired today? Oh, how close can you get? Hey, how come you said we were going to get a raise, Fred?
I had to say something, didn't I?
I haven't even got a job, and I'm supposed to bring home a raise. Huh.
Come on. Relax, boys. You'll work it out.
When a guy's due for a beer, Bush does it.
You can't say beer better, Fred.
Bon, we'll get those executive jobs tomorrow.
Well, gentlemen, we're getting awfully low on the list. How about xylophone tuning?
Oh, I don't know.
Okay. Why? Yacht designer?
No, I got him already.
Zither stringer?
No.
Well, that's it, gentlemen. I'm afraid you qualify for only gravel pit engineering. If you want my advice, you'd better get back on it.
What are we going to do, Fred?
Don't worry, Barn. Come on. So you see, Claude, we just had to quit. Same old thing every day, a boss. It's always bugging us. We'd have to have rocks in our head to stay in that quarry. Hey, you get it, Barney? Rocks in our head.
Hey, but, Fred, the employment agency said gravel pit work is the only thing we can do. Why don't we go down to Mr. Slate and ask for our jobs back?
Because Mr. Slate would lose all respect for us. Right, Claude?
Well, it depends, Fred.
Mr. Slate doesn't have to respect me. Just pay me each week. That's all I ask.
Well, we're not going to cringe and beg. There's got to be another way without kissing his foot.
Say, fellas, I've got to run over to Stone City today. Instead of my closing up, you could do me a favor and run the bar for me. I'll pay you.
No, you won't. We'll be glad to help you out, Claude.
Oh, yeah, we sure will.
Well, I'll try to get back before the after-work rush, but I might not make it.
Don't worry, Claude. The place is in good hands.
Yeah, take your time.
My gal, Sal.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Dinohe. Beer?
Bush, my good man. Nice place you have here, friend. Would you mind turning on the TV, please?
Of course, Mr. Dinahy. And away we go.
No good, Fred.
Now, added the gravy to 27 pounds of brontosaurus ribs and the cooker for 14 hours.
Oh, turn them off, Fred. Hey, hold it, Fred. This looks good. A wild animal show.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC. And now, through the cooperation of the Neanderthal Broadcasting Company, a special advanced closed-circuit program for Anheuser-Busch wholesalers.
Hey, Barney, look at those beautiful Clyde's dinos.
Anheuser-Busch proudly presents 1967 Busch Advertising.
Cheap, huh? Special closed-circuit TV. How did we get this?
I don't know. Just lucky, I guess, Fred.
They're starting.
Welcome to a preview of 1967 Busch Advertising. Advertising that moves the consumer to Busch. To help you in the selling organization move Busch to the consumer. We call it target advertising. Advertising aimed directly at frequent beer drinkers. The 20% of all beer drinkers who drink 80% of the beer. These are the guys who come from all walks of life. Who face the daily pressures and tensions of their jobs. These guys find the kind of relaxation and release they need in a cold glass of beer. For them, only beer does it.
Hey, Fred, sounds like us.
Keep quiet, Barney, and pour another Busch.
Busch Target advertising began last year with the theme, "You can't say beer better than Busch." We used words beer drinkers understood in situations that were very real to them. Our target audience knew what we were talking about.
I got the message, Fred. Me too, Barney.
Our approach of last year proved to be so successful. Not only are we continuing with it, we are strengthening it with another powerful expression. When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. Now to show you what we mean, let's take a look at one of our new television commercials.
For a beer, Busch does it. Because Busch is brewed straight, the way beer was meant to be brewed, by Anheuser-Busch, the people who care as much about good beer as you do. When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. Delivers all the satisfaction a cold glass of beer can give you. You can't say beer better than Busch.
Hey, Bud, remember when our car broke down and that dizzy dame bumped us all the way home? Well, we do for a couple of beers.
Busch Target Advertising. Selling the real beer drinker. Advertising placed where he can't miss it. Because we know that frequent beer drinkers are big TV fans. Our main effort again this year is on television. Spot television. Viewed by more beer drinkers in their homes and in taverns more often. And to get our story across best, we'll be running full 60-second spots almost exclusively. Here's another.
For a beer, Busch does it. Because Busch is brewed straight, the way beer was meant to be brewed, by Anheuser-Busch, the people who care as much about good beer as you do. When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. Delivers all the satisfaction a cold glass of beer can give you. You can't say beer better than Busch.
When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. This common-sense approach to popular price beer advertising is endorsed by your comments and by extensive consumer research that shows we really reach and sell our beer drinker. And there are all kinds of frequent beer drinkers, like this one.
When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. Because Busch is brewed straight, the way beer was meant to be brewed. By Anheuser-Busch, the people who care as much about good beer as you do. When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. Delivers all the satisfaction a cold glass of beer can give you. You can't say beer better than Busch.
Say, Fred, what would you have done if you had been that guy?
Barney boy, I would do just what he did. Get myself a cold bottle of Busch, relax, and forget the whole thing.
Busch advertising is distinctive. The only beer that talks to beer drinkers this way, straight. Because we know how they feel about their beer. Busch target advertising captures that moment when a guy forgets his problems and enjoys all the satisfaction a cold glass of beer gives him. It's the time of day he's been looking forward to. And we know he can put himself into this picture. He's due for a beer. And Busch does it. Does it best. Our commercials are entertaining, appealing, selling. Like this.
Due for a beer, Busch does it. Because Busch is brewed straight, the way beer was meant to be brewed, by Anheuser-Busch, the people who care as much about good beer as you do. When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. Delivers all the satisfaction a cold glass of beer can give you. You can't say beer better than Busch.
Hey, Fred, that beer sure looked good. Makes me thirsty. Fill her up.
When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. You can't say beer better than Busch. You've seen how these words, along with pictures, work on television. Now you're going to hear how this target advertising works with something just as strong as pictures. Imagination. Here is a new Busch radio commercial.
Why do I always do it? Every day, pick the wrong lane. If I were in that other lane, I could be halfway home by now. No. If I were in that other lane, I wouldn't be home until tomorrow. Hey, I can't believe it. I'm moving. I moved a whole car length. Oh, well, when I get home.
When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. Because Busch is brewed straight, the way beer was meant to be brewed. By Anheuser-Busch, the people who care as much about good beer as you do. When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. Delivers all the satisfaction a cold glass of beer can give you. You can't say beer better than Busch.
Hey, Fred, that sounds just like the TV commercials.
Of course, that's one of the first principles of advertising, Bon. Makes everything tie together.
Yes, radio is another effective way our target audience will get the Busch story. Spot radio commercials throughout the year. And in summertime, we'll step up the pressure with more spots. And network broadcasts of St. Louis Cardinals and California Angels baseball games. We know that beer drinkers are sports fans. And radio reaches them with frequency. So there it is. 1967 Busch Advertising. Target Advertising. When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. You can't say beer better than Busch. A hard-hitting appeal aimed directly at the frequent beer drinker. Target advertising. Advertising that works for you. There'll be more coming your way in 1967 to help you sell more Busch. Thanks for watching. And remember, when you're due for a beer, Busch does it. You can't say beer better than Busch.
Boy, ain't that the truth. How can they miss with that target advertising? Yabba-dabba-doo!
Right on target, Fred.
When you're due for a beer, Busch does it. Oh, there's a lot of bush going to be sold.
Beginning right now. Fill her up, Fred. Here it is, 5 o'clock, quitting time all over town.
Yeah, the after-work rush will start now, and Claude isn't back yet.
Here they come. I better get back there and help you, Fred. One bush coming right up. You're next, sir.
Keep pouring, Barney.
Another bush, bartender.
Yeah, me too.
Boy, this sure hits a spot.
Hurry up, bartender.
Coming, coming.
Another bush, please.
Here you are, sir.
Fill her up, bartender.
Yes, sir.
Two more here, please.
Two more bush coming up. Gee. And we thought the gravel pit was hard work.
My feet are killing me. Guy has to be in good condition to hold this job.
Somehow I enjoy beer better on the other side of the bar. It takes know-how to work in a beer business.
Yeah, and we got no know-how. Know-how.
Hey, Fred, look outside. Mr. Slate. And he's starting to come in.
Hey, Barney, I just got an idea to make it our job back. Come on!
Here, disguise yourself with these towels. I'll use this mop.
Bartender! Bartender, I want service.
Come in. What kind of beer, sir?
Any kind, you lunkhead, any kind.
Ooh, you need a bush. You're all tensed up.
No wonder. My two key men quit me yesterday, and I can't get anyone to do the job like they can.
Why don't you ask them to come back?
Oh, they'd like that. They'd crow about it. Never.
Drink your bush, stranger. It'll do you good.
Calm down, Slate, honey. Give him another chance.
Hey, you're right. When you're due for a beer, this bush does it. Would you help me get my men back, bartender?
Sure. What are their names? I'll get them back for you.
Their names are Fred Flintstone and Barney,
Rubble, Barney Rubble.
Yeah, that's right. Barney Rubble.
Well, we just happen to know them, and we'll guarantee that they'll be back on the job in the morning. If we can tell them that you'll give them a raise.
No, that's out. No raise, never.
Drink some more bush, stranger, on the house.
Okay.
Be reasonable, Tiger. You can afford them.
Well, it's only money. Tell them that they'll get their raise. Good night.
Good night, sir.
So long, stranger.
Good night, Fred and Barney. And don't be late in the morning.
How about that? Mr. Slate knew it was us all the time.
Yeah, he missed us as much as we missed him.
This calls for a celebration, Barney boy.
Right, Fred. When you're due for a beer, Bush does it.
You can't say beer better than Bush.